Woman accuses WWE chief Vince McMahon of sexually assaulting her with sex toys named after wrestlers. By Warner Todd Houston on January 25, 2024. An ex-WWE employee is accusing Vince McMahon of sexually assaulting her with sex toys she says he named after big-name wrestling stars, according to a lawsuit filed in Connecticut on Thursday. The former employee, Janelle Grant, claims that in 2020, McMahon forced her into his private locker room and then assaulted her on a massage table with sex toys. She alleges that the devices caused injuries such as bleeding and bruises, the New York Post reported. Grant says McMahon sent her a text message, "I'm the only one who owns you and controls who I want to F you." The lawsuit also claims that McMahon shared nude and compromising photos of her with other WWE employees without her consent. Another salacious accusation claims that McMahon ordered Grant to have sex with other WWE executives, as well. McMahon had only just rejoined the WWE board a year ago after becoming mired in sexual assault lawsuits. In 2022, he announced his retirement from the WWE as the lawsuits piled up. But despite coming back, his legal woes have continued. In August of last year, McMahon's home and offices were raided as federal agents continued an investigation into accusations that he paid out millions to several women to keep them quiet about allegations of sexual misconduct. In March, McMahon had reimbursed the WWE $17.4 million for costs associated with the board's subsequent misconduct investigation. Costs related to the investigation have continued to be incurred. McMahon is widely credited with transforming WWE from a small, regional player in wrestling to a global giant in the 1980s. He helped launch the careers of international stars such as Hulk Hogan, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and John Cena, among others. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.